You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. So I've had some wonderful questions inside the forum of the collective this week, and a couple of them were about conflict in front of children. And so I thought I'd do a podcast on the five things that my husband and I kind of agree to or hold in our mind when we're having challenging conversations in front of our kids. So I'll start by saying, I actually think it's really, really important for children to see you in conflict, because conflict is inevitable. It is a part of relationship. And if we are not shutting down and disconnecting, things are going to come up, right? Tricky conversations are going to come up. And so watching and getting to be a part of and seeing how the adults in our life move through those difficult conversations is just an essential part of learning how to be in relationship. And so I am more than happy to have a difficult conversation in front of my children. Plus, on many occasions, it's just practical, right? It's really hard at times to pause whatever the conflict is and come back to it later. So sometimes it's just a practical reason. But there are types of conversations that I think are a good thing and can really help children and can help them see conflict and understand. And then obviously, when you can't live by or go by these guidelines or whatever it is that your guidelines are for you and your family, then sometimes it's not the best thing for children to be seeing that type of conflict. So I thought I'd just share five things that my husband and I personally do when we are having a challenging conversation in front of our kids. So number one is that we stop and acknowledge and convey to our children that we will work it out. So if we can feel the conversation's getting heated or challenging in some way, then we will stop and own that in front of our kids. And we will look to our children and say something like, we're just having a tricky conversation. We will work it out. We just have to get through this. We have to be able to have the conversation. We'll be with you in a minute. Or we acknowledge in some way so that the tension isn't in the air and not spoken about, because that can be really frightening and uncomfortable for a lot of children, is if they sense the conflict, but it's not just named. And so we will turn to our children and say, yeah, we're having a tricky conversation. And sometimes this happens in families. And sometimes people disagree and they need to be able to move through a conversation that sometimes feels hard so that both people can feel heard and understood. And that's what your dad and I are doing right now. And we will get through it. We always do. And you're more than welcome to be here. We are going to try and work this out and understand each other more deeply. And so it's just, a sentence or two that says, yeah, I can feel this energy too. You're not wrong or misinterpreting this. This feels tricky and it feels tense, and we're owning it and we will get through it. So it's that kind of message. So that's the first one. We stop and acknowledge that the conversation is tricky, and we reassure our children that we will work it out. The second thing is that we always make sure we're following our own agreed upon guidelines. So depending on the way in which you do conflict and the way in which your wounds surface and your patterns arise, your guidelines are going to be different. And everybody's relationship guidelines will be different according to what they value and the type of stuff that comes up in their conflict. But just three examples for us is that we have an agreed upon guideline that we don't interrupt each other, and that we don't raise our voice. And the third one is that we don't use generalizations. So we try and avoid saying things like always or never, or you always do this or you never do this. Anything that's a generalization or an exaggeration is something that we avoid doing while we're trying to move through a challenging conversation and get to the other end. So they're our personal guidelines. Yours are going to be different, as I said, according to whatever it is that comes up for you and whatever it is that's important to you. But I think being in a place where you feel regulated enough to move into the conversation but still follow whatever your agreed upon guidelines are is really important for children to witness, because they don't need to witness people screaming at each other and calling each other names and exaggerating. What is really helpful for them to witness is that intense conversation, but that can be done in a way that's regulated. Which brings me to my third one. So this is a personal one for me, and I just try and practice staying connected to my body, because I just mentioned the word regulated. So often people think regulated means calm, which it doesn't. Regulation is about being aware of and connected to your body. And so you can be very frustrated, you can be very angry, and you can be regulated. So it's a practice of connection with your body. And so this is something that's really important for me. If I am in conflict with my partner while I'm in front of my children, I'm really trying to be mindful of staying connected to my sensations and my body. Because otherwise, if I'm not aware of them, that heat, that discomfort is going to likely overwhelm me. And that's when I will act outside of my value system. So I have to be really mindful of and stay very connected to my body, so that then I can remain within my window of tolerance and therefore kind of follow the agreed upon guidelines and do what I know is actually going to serve my children in terms of witnessing conflict. So that's number three, is that I just try and stay connected to my body. Number four is that we always repair in front of our children. So if they've seen us move into conflict, I think it's really important that they see the repair and how that looks afterwards. So once we've kind of moved through the challenge and we've moved through the discomfort and we've somehow got to a point where we both can see each other's perspective a little bit more, or we've softened in some way and it's not so much the egos battling the egos, but we've just softened and seen a little bit wider, then we'll make sure that that repair occurs in front of the children. So we might hug, or we might do something that really shows the children that this has shifted and that we've moved through it. And so they're seeing the whole conflict. And then that brings me to number five, which is we will always repair with the children as well. So we'll say something like, "Oh, thanks for being with that. That was hard, wasn't it?" Or, you know, we'll explain in some way, sometimes we've just got to have tricky conversations and they're really hard and they feel really uncomfortable, but we understand each other so much better now, and now we can move forward. So we're really not kind of glossing over or pretending that the tough stuff didn't happen. We're not trying to say it was all fine and it didn't feel hard. We're really acknowledging the tough, and we're acknowledging the intensity, and we're acknowledging the energy in the room that feels really tough for kids when they're sitting through conflict. And we're also acknowledging that now we're on the other side of it, and that it was that challenging conversation that's allowed us to see the other person's perspective, or that's allowed us to feel better, is the language that we often use with our kids because they're little. So like, "Oh, we feel so much better now. Oh, now I know what you were trying to say." Or, "Oh, now I feel really heard. Thanks for listening." So we're really just acknowledging that in front of our kids. Okay, so those are the five things that we try and do. So we acknowledge to our kids that it is happening, and that, you know, we acknowledge the intensity, and that we reassure them that we will get through it. We always do. That sometimes families have to have tricky conversations, but we will get through it the other end and we'll feel better because of it. We follow our own relationship guidelines around what we believe is important for us in terms of conflict. I really practice staying connected to myself and trying to manage my own regulation. And I'm sure my husband does as well, but I just don't want to speak for him in terms of that one. We repair in front of our children, and we make sure we close up the challenge in front of them so they can see it. And we always repair with our kids as well. So we acknowledge they had to sit through that. We thank them, and we move through a kind of repair with them in terms of acknowledging that that was hard and that now we're at the other end. So I hope that just helps give some insight into how conflict can be had in front of children and can be done in a really conscious and respectful way. And it's not always going to sound neat and perfect and everybody's going to feel really good, but I think if it can be done with regulation, which means, remember, that we're connected to our body and we have awareness, so we're not being we are bigger than our emotions. Our emotions aren't running us. And we can really stay respectful and connected to ourselves and each other, then conflict can be a really important and beautiful thing for children to witness, because the truth is they will experience it in their life. But it's challenging, and we want them to see a more healthy version of what it looks like to actually enter into tricky conversations and stay connected to yourself and each other and stay respectful. So I hope that helps. They're the five things that we do. I'd love to hear what you do. You can drop it over at Instagram and let me know if there's anything that you would add. I always love to hear from you. But otherwise, I hope that that's just given you some insight into how conflict can be done in front of children with some conscious awareness. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of the day. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at Raising Humanskind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.